You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jer just was updating me off the air on the new updated forecast, letting us know what's rolling into the city. And it's 2 feet of snow?
2 feet in the city. This story is from one of the news stations updated 20 minutes ago. 2 feet in the city. Foothills is where the bullseye is, they said. So we're looking at, let me scroll down, 2 to 6 feet in the foothills. So you're basically like, you know, Golden West to like Idaho Springs and stuff. They're going to get hit with like the 6 feet stuff. But I'm sure Golden, Boulder, at least 3 feet. I'll probably get 3 feet where I'm at. It's going to be deep.
I got to tell you something. Heavy. These are not drifts. This is 6 feet of snow in the foothills. You and I are both 6 feet tall. So that is just snowfall over a 3 day period or whatever.
Yes. And it'll be
that would be as tall as we are.
And that's the stuff that's hard to shovel because it's the wet spring stuff. And this is where people have heart attacks and stuff, you know, shoveling. If you're straining too much, so be careful. But yeah, like Idaho Springs, Troutdale, Nederland, that's all 6 feet. Roxborough's down in there, you know, in the 3 feet area.
You know, the one thing that we need to be grateful for is, you know, even what, 50, 60 years ago, it was hard coming up with a prediction of this kind of, a century ago for sure. I mean, the storms would just roll in. You're like, oh my God.
Whoa.
What happened? At least now we do get advance warning so people can go to the store and, you know, be
out of their minds
in the store aisles.
It was like when the pandemic first started at the grocery store yesterday.
Yeah.
Eggs were gone, toilet paper's gone, milk was pretty much gone, the meat was gone. It's like, it's just a couple days of snow, everybody.
I know. I think it's funny that people, when it's going to be basically a 4 day event, and people are going and stocking up on 700 rolls of toilet paper for this.
It's like
if you use more than three rolls
over
what are you making
over these 3 days? I guess it's that thing is if this really gets bad and there's a lot of power outages and stuff, you do have to be prepared for who knows, you know. 3 days past that, even. But still.
I know, but a week.
Be ready. A week's worth of food, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, good luck to everyone. When is this supposed to start in force? Tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Like Friday night into Saturday.
We're all
right?
Sleeping. Yeah. And then the heaviest on Saturday and Sunday. So.
Good luck, everyone.
See you Monday.
What's going on in your house?
The big thing going down in my house is Reed begging and pleading to start a YouTube account. He has two or three other friends that have jumped on the YouTube bandwagon. They have their own little sites now. So now Reed wants one. He wants to start one up with his buddy Ben. And it's not your typical 9-year-old YouTube account that you would expect. It's not about video games or... you know, Minecraft or Fortnite, anything like that.
Is it his bug infatuation?
Oh, that would be a good one. Wrong time of year for that, I guess, though. Crocheting. He wants to do a YouTube channel on crocheting. This kid has picked up an infatuation with yarn during the pandemic. He has so many, what are they called? What's a bundle of yarn called?
A skein.
A skein. He's got so many skeins of yarn.
Mm-hmm.
He's making these really cool little bracelets for everybody. He gave Josh one, our producer, the other night for when he was over doing guitar. He's making blankets. He's making little animals out of the crochet stuff. So he wants to do a crochet channel with his buddy Ben.
There can't be a lot of competition of 9-year-old crochet channels on YouTube.
I would agree.
So he'd have that market to himself.
He'd probably lock it up pretty good.
I'm very much in favor of this. How do you feel about it?
I don't know yet because, you know, you hear all the horror stories about kids on YouTube and predators and blah, blah, blah. But he has promised not to show his face. And he actually went up to his room and built this, like, contraption out of boxes and Rubbermaid bins and stuff that actually holds an iPad. And the iPad is level, and so the camera is pointed down towards the ground, and he's created, a little table where it's just his hands crocheting, and he can explain things as he goes along. So it's really just a video of his hands doing things.
You're not going to stop him from doing it, are
you? I don't I don't know yet. Just Nicole and I have been kind of talking about it. It's like, do we let him do this? I mean, it's good experience. Yeah.
Let me try to talk you into it. Here's the thing. I think a lot of parents, you know, hear their kids wanting to do this. And to me, the parents go the wrong direction with it. Just my opinion. That the majority of times parents are like, oh, yeah, and if they get 25 million views, you know, we can make bank. We'll make a lot of money. Well, yeah, that's entirely possible. I'm not going to write that out. It's entirely possible that you can make some money from successful YouTube accounts. But in my opinion, with you and Reed, it's the fact that he's about to turn 10, and he's essentially going to be getting a lot of great skills in terms of organization, running a business, working under deadlines, customer service. There's all sorts of really cool lessons out of this, and I love the idea of him starting a crochet YouTube run by a 9/10-year-old.
I will say that is probably the biggest thing that has impressed me most by this 10-year-old. He has come to me with a business plan. Talking about views do come into play because that's where you do start making your money. He's like, so for like every million views we get, he's like, we can make right around $4,000. He's like, and then we can start buying merchandise. He's like, and I'm going to design a logo for our hoodies and our t-shirts that we can sell as merchandise. He's like, and then we'll set up a mailer program, and we'll pick people, you know, every month where we can send them, you know, special balls of yarn and crochet needles. And, you know, we'll have contests and things, and we'll have this mailing list going. And I'm like, who are you, little man? Who are you right now?
I love all of that.
Me too. He's a very wise little kid.
Does he have a name for his YouTube channel?
I don't think he does yet. That's funny. That's the one thing I haven't asked him.
The Crochet Kid.
Crochet Kid. I don't know. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm still just with all of this, not 100%.
If nobody sees his face and they only see his hands on the crochet needles and his name is not going to be on, he'll be like the Crochet Kid. He'll be anonymous. You got nothing to lose. Just go for it.
Probably should, huh?
I want to watch the first one. And now my wife crochets.
Yeah,
isn't that, or she does something like that? Is it might be crocheting? And she makes blankets. She's working on a baby blanket for her brother and his wife are expecting.
Yeah,
so she's making one. I guarantee you, she would love to see it, and she'd probably put some fun comments on there for him and everything.
That's great. I mean, Crochet Kid. If anybody has had this experience with their kids, if your kids have YouTube channels, what are your ground rules? How are you going about it? Mm-hmm. Like, we've actually had to sit him down and have a talk because some of his friends that have the YouTube channels, they have their own phones already at 9 years old, which I'm not on board with yet either. But they'll be filming stuff at school with each other on the playground and stuff, and then it gets posted. And we've had to talk to Reed about, you need to be really careful about what you say on these videos because it is out there forever. Yeah. You know, you can't be talking bad about teachers or friends or being inappropriate and then having a random friend post this stuff. You got to be careful, dude. It's been some very deep conversations with the 9-year-old about social media.
What if it does? I just had an idea. You know, I'm an idea man. Since those things are known as skeins, what if he was the skanky kid?
Channel might be taken down.
You so skanky.
That's going to violate some sort of terms and conditions.
Isn't a skein skein-ky or ky? Skanky. You so skanky.
It would go over his head, but every adult would love it.
Right. Give us a call if you have experienced your kids bombarding you with a request to do their own YouTube channel or, you know, their own TikTok videos. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649 gets you into our studio.
It's your boys, Dom and Jeremy.
Got a mind bender in about 20 minutes. Right now we're talking about how Jeremy's son wants to start his own YouTube channel on how to crochet. So it's a 9-year-old doing crochet lessons. I think it's a great idea. I think he should do it. We are starting to hear from some other people, though. Andy, and that's a she, A-N-D-I, said, my son and our next-door neighbor's daughter tried doing a YouTube channel on how to build the coolest forts. It only lasted two videos before they got bored, but it was still a good experience for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, kids get bored with certain things or whatever, but so what, you know? And I like this one from Carly. This made me laugh. She goes, boys, my daughter wanted to start a YouTube channel where she modeled swimsuits. She's eight.
No.
Carly goes, I really think I'm in for some trouble with this one.
No, yeah. No.
No, 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 no. You know, that's the thing you're talking about, you know, not showing Reed's face, because my stepdaughter has a couple of different online stores. Well, they're not Etsy. What is it? I can't remember the name of it now. Anyway, it's online store stuff. Depop, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she sells jewelry that she makes, but she also does a lot of clothes. Like, she'll go thrifting and buy a bunch of thrift clothes, and then she distresses them and does things like that and sells them. But she has to model those clothes. And so that has been one of the rules from the get-go, because she is a teenage girl and she's, you know, modeling jeans, and we're like,
sure.
No face, no nothing.
Nothing.
Use a, you know, we use my P.O. box for my business, mm-hmm. for all transactions and stuff like that. It's like, too many creepers out there.
That's what Ed wrote in and said. He said, let him do it, but monitor all the comments. I don't care how innocent it is. Some weirdo will always make some sort of creepy comments.
Yeah, so that's too bad.
And I always love the visual when you say that she de-stresses clothes. That is just like she's rubbing the jeans, saying it's okay.
Distresses.
I know,
de-stresses.
But I like that's exactly what I hear though, is de-stress the jeans.
You're gonna be fine.
It's gonna be fine. Good jeans.
She has
good
one of those
jeans.
Little indoor waterfall sound effect
things.
Yeah,
she's doing like
know.
The chop things that they do on your back on the jeans. You know,
yoga
it's okay.
music and everything
it's
in the background.
Right. It's all I hear. Sorry.
You know, if she really put her mind to that business and she really gave it a go,
yeah.
she could make some bank.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm not kidding. I mean, there will be times I talk to her and she's got like three packages that she's taken out to the mailbox for the, you know, mail pickup. And I said, what'd you sell there? She goes, oh, I sold this, I sold that. And I go, what did it cost you getting all that stuff? She goes, and she'll do the figuring in her head. She goes, I paid like $24 for all of that stuff. I said, what'd you get for all of it? She goes, like $98.
That's great. It's all that modeling done.
Yeah, right. Anyway, it makes me think maybe my own little side hustle. I gotta
don't show your face. What's that called? OnlyFans or Fans Only or something?